This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green. Over the past year in Miami-Dade County, grieving friends and families were shot while attending three different wakes. Four people died, including a Miami-Dade firefighter. Isaiah Solomon was one of the youngest victims. He was 15 years old when he was killed while attending his 19-year-old cousin's wake. Someone opened fire on the mourners from a car in the West Little River neighborhood. His mother, Serena Harrell, says she's dreading the one-year anniversary next month of Isaiah's death. His killing remains unsolved.
Isaiah was in his room laying on the bed, and he said to me, "Mom, I think Deb has been murdered." And I was like, "Well, what makes you think that?" He said, "I keep scrolling on Facebook, and I see people saying, you know, rest in peace, Deb." They were cousins through his father's side. When I heard him weeping, I went back to the room and I just grabbed him and I hugged him. And I said, "Do you want me to take you down to the scene to see your family?" And he was like, "Yes." I remember saying to someone on the scene, "I would hate to receive that kind of call. I never want to know what it is to lose my son." His cousin, mom, lives like 2 minutes away from me exactly. Ruby was going to take him down there to the wake. The family gets together the night before the funeral, and they may sit out there. They may talk, reminisce, play dominoes. I was like, "I love you." And he said, "I love you too." He got in the car with Ruby, and that was the last time I saw my baby alive. That night, I was in bed, and I grabbed my phone. When I grabbed my phone, I had over 20 missed calls. I picked up the phone, I called Ruby, and I said, "Hey, Ruby, is everything okay?" And she told me that Isaiah was shot. And I just remember running out the house. And when I got to the crime scene, this young lady said, "Ma'am, can I talk to you?" And she said, "Your baby is around the corner. He's laying down on the sidewalk." But I was still looking for him, and I was calling his name. And I was like, "Isaiah, Isaiah, like, we got to go home." And my son was only down there to attend a wake. If I had any inclination that that would be his last day on this earth, I wouldn't have sent my baby down there. And it happened 2 months and 4 days before his 16th birthday. I think about, oh, he would have been 17 this year. I wonder how, you know, tall he would have grown or how deeper his voice would have gotten. I feel like someone has to know something. You know, even if people were running, I just cannot believe that no one didn't see anything. He was just a child. He was a teenager. The hardest thing to do is live without him. How do I live? And you know, sometimes I feel like I'm just a walking corpse, like I'm just dead. And people think that I'm okay because I'm so vocal. I vocalize how I feel, or, you know, I find the strength to push for him and keep his name going. Because let's be serious. We all know that when black boys get murdered, it is not a big deal. It's the norm. So I have to push a lot harder for him. But then it's like, I'm empty.